Blog Talk Radio.
I think I farted again. I made people leave, offended my friends. Oh baby, I just gave it a fuss, but I didn't know it was that serious. I could not
stage, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't this?
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Bino. Went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
I fought it again. Me stripped apart. There's no one to blame.
Hi everyone, can y'all hear me? I don't know if I'm on the show.
Can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hi sweetie, how are you?
I'm good, sorry about the, it's a long story. I took a nap and I set my alarm and my alarm didn't go off. So then I called in the show, I just woke up, I called in the show and then my phone died. So then, sorry about the delay everyone.
That's okay. We're just glad you're here. No worries. I was just trying to figure out how to get in there, but no worries. You're there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you see the chat room?
What now?
Well, I knew you were because you opened chat for us.
Yeah, I was all ready to go, and I took a 20-minute nap, and my alarm didn't go off, so yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, do you want to share something?
Well, do we have any callers?
Yeah, we have, I think we have Leah. You're on, Leah. We have 614.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going, Leah?
Hello?
Hi, Leah.
Maybe it's not Leah. Okay, 626 and 614, you're on.
Hi, this is Chris from Ohio. I'm just listening. 614, thanks.
Good deal. All right, well, Judy?
And does Leah want to say anything?
I don't know if she's on. She's not saying anything if she does, so. We also have 973.
Hi, love.
Hi.
Hi, sweeties.
Oh, hey. Hi, Pat.
Yeah, I'm here, babies. How's everybody?
Guys, we're doing good. I'm so glad you got up, Katie, because it wouldn't have been as fun without you.
Well, it's a miracle that I did, trust me.
Aww.
I could have been passed out throughout the whole show.
That's all right, honey. I mean, you know, things happen. Don't worry about it. You're on now. It's great. So
yeah.
Let it ride.
I only had one inbox, but someone thought they got left behind. There was just one.
I was thinking that. I was thinking that.
It was so, it was so cute.
That
she was
it was me.
Oh, is that Alana?
No, my name is Chris, and
Chris.
I emailed about being left behind. I'm like, what's happening here? Get it, put something on the Oh, she's coming yet. No,
yeah, we get a
Sorry,
little freaky
guys.
If we can't get on. It's okay. It's okay.
I was proud of myself.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a lot less concerned than I was the last time the radio show didn't happen. So I'm making good progress.
Yeah, that's good progress, Chris.
Yeah.
I hadn't even checked my emails, Chris, so it'll be funny when I get it. But Alana inboxed me. She goes, well, you know what? You deserve to go. It was all cute. I'm like, no, we're still here.
We're still here. We're still here.
I called back in the show and I heard Britney Spears playing. I didn't know who
yeah.
was playing that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, Kate, I didn't know you liked Britney.
Well, we're out of here any second, guys.
Yeah.
Really excited.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Every
yeah.
day, boy. Wow. Future Freak had a good video on encouragement.
Yeah,
it was so
I
cute.
Know.
Yeah.
I watched that today. It was really good.
That was sweet. That was really good.
Yeah, and he's listening right now. So, hi,
oh,
Roman.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, your video really encouraged me today.
He has
yeah,
those beautiful brown eyes, doesn't he?
Yeah. All of us. Hey, Roman, keep up the videos. I like your funny faces and
oh.
your spirit. Roman is from Russia, but he lives in England, and he's been
oh.
saved for 6 months. He's
God
been
bless
radically
him.
Saved. God used him to heal somebody in the... Heal somebody's deaf ears, I believe it was, in the transit,
yes.
in the train
yes.
station. And he's
beautiful.
Just on fire for the Lord. He knows the Lord has called him. Lord just raised him up. And keep
Fantastic.
It up, keep it up, Roman. You're blessing all of us.
He'll be good for the youth because they see him and they know they can be following too, you know, and be young and be for God. That's great. It's great. Great influence
and,
for the youth.
If you're wondering who Roman is, I liked his videos to my channel today. And, you know, Kishon in the chat room, he's 17 as well. God raised him up. I mean, God's just,
yeah.
he's no age discriminator. He raised up my 10-year-old. He does not discriminate on age. He's raising up everybody
no,
in this last
no.
hour.
Every age. Every person, you know, we're all one. We're all family. They all love him. They all love each other. Huh. Amen.
Judy, if you want, you're welcome to share your little dreams you had tonight or today.
Oh, she didn't remember this. Did you hear, John?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, this is so funny. I don't remember the details at all. I just remember we all got taken. I had four of them. And you're like, how do you know there was four if you don't remember the details? I don't know. But... it was just dream after dream after dream, and it was four of them. So, yeah, it was about the Lord coming and taking us. And it was just,
wow.
oh, my, it was real. It was so real. I woke up in the afternoon around 1 o'clock. I had to get up early, take my sister to work so I could get the iPad dropped off at UPS. And then I fell back asleep and didn't wake up until, like, 1:30. And but when I did, it was glorious because, right before I woke up, I had those four dreams of being taken, and I just woke up with an excitement from the Lord himself, like as if I wasn't
wow.
already excited enough, okay?
Right.
And he, like, pushed me over the edge. So I don't remember the details. I just remember we were all going. We were all laughing. Everybody was super, super happy. And then God had me make a video when I woke up. He's like, make a video. So I just made a video on my channel about if you're left behind, you know, repent of any judgment because the crazy rapture-centric bunch just went. And God wants everyone to go to this wedding. He's not even mad at the people who are being mean to the rapture-centric family. He loves them. They just don't understand us. They don't understand our faith. And God wants them to go too. But see, you have to repent of all judgment. The only person that you can hate is the devil and his demons. That's it.
Right.
So I made a video telling people if this church has not had a radio show for 24 hours and you haven't heard a video explaining it, then you can assume that we have all been translated. And you have time now to repent of any judgment so you can make it to the feast. So I just made a video explaining that. It was really fun. And God really wants people to know because, see, he's trying to include everyone, right, Pat? He wants everyone there.
Everybody, everybody. He's so merciful. He's so sweet. He's got a lot of surprises for us, you know. We're going to, like, freak out when we go up there when we see all the stuff. I love Roman. It was just so uplifting to hear his video. It was just...
Yeah, Roman
right
was like,
on.
You know, he'd be driving,
right on.
He'd be walking down the street.
Oh, yes. Judy, you have to roller skate with that sweet little girl who's at a birthday.
Yeah, I really can't wait. I even have shoulder pads and knee pads.
Yes.
I love to roller skate. I mean, not shoulder pads. I have elbow pads and knee pads. And I love to rollerblade, and we won't have to use those in heaven because if we fall on the streets of gold, it won't hurt.
I'm going to get me a horse and ride, ride till I can't ride anymore. I miss my riding. I'll have to teach Jason how to ride a horse. Okay, I can do that. Oh, Lordy.
It looks like Tana likes to rollerblade, too. Tana, we're going to have to rollerblade together. Do you have anything to say, John? Okay, he said no. He just says, believe it's today, everybody, and be happy.
Yes.
And, you know, we're a sign and a wonder. Do you guys realize our joy, our excitement to see our groom?
Yeah.
We are a sign and a wonder to the world. And
he's
letting us shine. There's over 5,000 listeners of this broadcast. I just checked out the latest stats. So we have over 5,000 people. God told me there's a whole bunch of people listening and watching us, even though they're criticizing us because they don't understand this kind of faith. But something in them knows that it's right. And so they continue to watch us. They continue to send me hate mail every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay because, you know what? I don't understand this kind of faith either, but I know it's God. I know it's not the devil, and I know my daddy. And so I'm not mad at anyone. I hate the devil and his demons. I hate the spirits that work through people to cause them to stumble over God.
That's what it is. It's Satan at people. You know, they're not where God wants them, so of course they're going to follow the enemy, you know, until they can switch around and get it right.
And I lived a lot of my 28 years as a Christian. I lived a lot of those years being deceived by the enemy. So I don't have any judgment on anyone who is mad at me because it's okay. You just don't understand God's ways. You know, and I used to not understand his ways, and I still don't understand his ways, but I know he's good, and I love him, and I'll never deny him. But anyway, he's coming to translate us and elope with us, the rapture-centric bride. And when we leave, they're going to know, and they'll get their hearts right. They'll say, you know what, I'm sorry I criticized anyone. Lord, please clean me out. And then God will be like, I forgive you. I love you. Okay, I'm coming to get you. See, because God wants everyone there. But the thing is, it's not a superficial ceremony, and it's not going to be an awkward feast. He does not want somebody. You can't go. If you hate somebody, you're not going.
You can't go.
Bottom line. God told Little John, he told Little John, if you have hate in your heart, you won't be going.
No,
so
absolutely
we don't,
not.
You can't say that you love Jesus and call me a witch. It's just it's just not God can't. I wish you wouldn't do that because I'm like, no, you understand.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to go to this feast if you hate your brother or sister, if you call them a witch. The problem is if you cast judgment on others, then God has to judge you. You put yourself in that position, not God.
Yeah.
See, the Bible says, judge not lest you be judged.
I was just
going to
say
that.
Judge not, or you'll be judged.
And the thing is, if you don't understand your rapture-centric brothers and sisters, if you don't understand them, that's one thing. But then to go around and say they're hearing from demons and to put down the very Christ in them, you're putting down God himself. So anyone that's affiliated with this church gets hate mail. I've heard a lot of people say, man, I made one comment on your video and they came after me. Like, this is ridiculous. It's like people don't even comment on my videos because they don't want to get hate mail. And the thing is, it's like they hated Jesus. And so they're going to hate you, and they hate it when you're so happy. Surely my laughter, I've told so many people have told me that my laughter is demonic. They can tell it's demonic.
Oh, that's sick. That's so stupid.
Oh, my God. You just, it's
that's
so funny.
That's stupid.
They're like, your laughter, there's something not right about it.
No.
That's
you're
so
free
silly.
In the Lord. That's what you're expressing is this freedom and love in the Lord. There's nothing demonic about it. Satan doesn't laugh. And if you laugh, he's going to run. He can't stand it. Praise God and laugh, and he'll go.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, he wants us to be cheerful and happy. You know, I'll read some more P&I later for you guys. That'll just really warm your hearts, you know. But, it's all about just trusting him and loving him. And, keep it simple and keep it for the moment. Yeah.
No, you guys, did you say you have a story to tell us?
Oh, no, I was just going to read He and I later.
Can you read it before communion or after communion?
Yes, anytime you say.
I like that time in our church. It's kind of the only time where we're really still, and it's fun to have that. And can I make a request? Can you sing?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you do that song you did? It was so beautiful.
Yeah, I'll try to sing The Our Father for you.
That was really
nice. Let me know when, though. I mean, yeah. Maybe you want it later.
but I just want to encourage the Rapture-Centric Church. Our pastor, Jesus, is talking to you, and he also talked to me today.
Yes.
And please share with us what he tells you. That's why we have this phone. That's why we have this church. Come speak up. Come call in. He told me today that he's very excited to take us and that we're a sign and a wonder and to the world of his love.
Yes.
And
yes.
So here's
yes.
the thing, you guys. Take this seriously, okay? Make sure you leave letters for people that you love. And
Got
just
him.
Say, look, I was taken early in a translation because the Lord – I love him, and I love his appearing, but he wants to take you. You have a little bit of time, maybe.
Yeah, I've told him.
So that you can make the wedding banquet of the Lamb, the wedding supper of the Lamb. I want you to be there. God wants you to be there. Just ask him to cleanse out your heart and clean you up, and he will, and I want to see you there. Because, you guys, by him taking us, that's a sign and a wonder. By him taking us, do you realize how sweet that is? He's giving them more time to come in. I'm just beyond myself with excitement today when he really revealed that to me. He told me, you know, that woman who put a video out on me and said, Rapture Kitty has a demon, and she had a dream that I was really beautiful and I was holding the whole world in my hands. And then she went on to call me a demon, but the first part of that dream was right. I am really beautiful, and I really am holding the whole world in my hands because, and so are you. If you love Jesus, you're part of this Rapture-centric bride. You're helping him hold the world in his hands. Because, see, we're the light on a hill. He told me that the rapture-centric brides are ruling and reigning with him. So that's what we're doing right now. That's why we're happy. That's why we don't take ourselves seriously. That's why we
why
laugh.
Why we're happy.
Yeah, we can laugh at everything. We can laugh at ourselves. But if you can't laugh at yourself, then, you know, you have a little bit of pride or you still take yourself too seriously. And I encourage you to be able to laugh. You know, God taught me how to laugh at myself, and he laughed with me 5 years ago. He said, you're taking yourself way too seriously. You know, he's like, quit. God told me, he said, you're making me look. He told me, he said, you know, don't talk about me anymore because you're making me look bad. And, you know, I used to be a depressed person. I mean, like, not really depressed, but what I mean is I just made looking like a Christian really hard work. 15 years ago, I made serving God looked like it was really hard. And that wasn't, you know, God was like, would you quit talking about me? You're making me look bad. And, it, you know, 5 years ago, he told me to leave the organized church and let me, you know, let him be my pastor and just leave and quit doing anything for him. And I did. And then he just wrecked me. And now 5 years later, he's, you know, taking us as a church. And that's exciting to me because I haven't been in church for 5 years and I was really missing everything, but I had to obey my God. And he said, that, you know, he wanted to teach me what church was really about. And this is what it's about, you guys, loving one another, rejoicing together, waiting for his glorious appearing. I mean, it's just exciting.
Very exciting.
It's exciting.
Very exciting days, really it is. And even though I put on the news, you know, and see all this other crap going on in plain English, I have peace. I never lose the peace. And if I see anything, I'll pray about it. I see people are killed or the families, and I just pray for them. You know, I like to do that. But I'm not getting so caught up with stuff that I lose my peace ever, you know, because I'm too much in love with him to let anything bother me. He'll take care of everything.
Katie? Is Katie there?
Yeah.
Oh, check your text messages, okay?
All right.
Okay. Does anybody want to share? I think I'm done.
No, I'm just going to read a bunch of stuff later, if you want.
I'm going to put on 814.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello? All right. 413.
Oh, good evening, my friend.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, Melissa. She's here.
Oh.
Hi, babies.
Hi, love.
Hi.
How's it going?
You know,
good. How are you?
Just hanging out with my baby.
Oh.
After I thought, oh, my God, they got translated. They left me. Oh, what am I going to do here on this world without my crew? How is that going to work? Yeah.
We're all still here.
We're all together.
Still,
we're all still here. And
it's
we're
okay.
All,
that's
and
okay.
We're not
all sharing. We're sharing.
We're sharing, and we're tighter than we were yesterday,
yes.
Which was tighter
yes.
than the day before.
Amen. Sounds good.
So yeah. I'm just here and listening, y'all.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Love
always.
Okay. Stay on board here.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
So how's your day, Alana?
You know something? This is going to sound strange. My day was normal. It was absolutely normal.
That sounds
and
like
I,
a good day.
And, you know, I spent my day thanking my Lord. Because
yeah.
I was like, you got to come through for me. You got to come through for me in a way that I can see. You got to make it real. Got to make it now. And that's just what's up. You got to roll. And
amen.
I did. I had to get serious. And it was just absolutely normal. There was nothing there. It was just. Okay. I mean, the heavens didn't open. I didn't get no word. Well, I actually did, but, I didn't get any, you know, the heavens didn't open. I didn't see 40-foot angels, although I would have really liked that. It was just quiet. It was gentle. It was sweet. It was unassuming. It was modest. It was humble. It was glorious. That's how my day went.
Amen.
Cool.
You know.
Is there anything you want to share with us?
I didn't hear what you said, babe.
Is there anything particular you want to share with us?
You know what? I'm just hanging out with y'all. And if something outrageous comes through, which it never does, I will say something or something. But, and, you know, I'm just hanging with you, and I'm praying with you, and I'm being with you as though we are at the table already.
Amen.
So y'all roll.
That's right.
All right.
We will.
316.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Ashley. I'm still at work.
Oh, hi, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Brady.
Hi, sweetie.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay. What did I miss today? What's God doing that I don't know about?
We're still here.
Yeah, I know. You and I have to talk
nice.
About that. We're still here.
It's okay.
Ashley, everyone in the chat room is saying hi. Hi, everybody.
Aww.
And I have to say, I heard the morning show, and I really loved having you call. It was great to hear what you had to share with us. It was awesome.
Oh. Well, thank you. See, there's this funny thing that happens when my husband friends of the show, he, for whatever reason, thinks I don't ever want to talk to anybody. So I have to physically get up and go tell him to unmute me. I don't know what it is.
Of course we want to hear from you.
I think he just thinks that he can hear me and so everyone else can. I don't know.
Oh, I'm
maybe
glad
he's listening
were.
Right now, and I'm going to catch something for it when I get home.
Glad you're unmuted.
But anyway, well, I don't know. Maybe you guys have heard this. I don't know what Jason was shared. I was praying this morning, running my dialysis patient, and I have to be honest, I really struggled the last few days with being told over and over and over that I'm coming to get you, I'm coming to get you, you're coming home, and then we keep waking up. And I don't feel like a person who's built to believe every day when you keep telling me that and I keep seeing it not happen. I mean, how many days can I really do this before I'm just full retard? And so anyway, I'm sitting at work today and my patient is completely out and I'm praying. And so the Lord finally had something, I say finally, he talks to me all the time. He gave me a short word, which is for everybody.
Oh, we want to hear it. We want to hear it.
I know. I'm trying to dig it out of my pocket
finding
here.
Finding it.
Oh. Okay.
God bless pockets.
So this was at like 11 o'clock this morning. He said, "We are going home. Thank you for patiently enduring these trials. I know waiting isn't easy for you. It isn't easy for me either. I long to see your faces and to be with you all. I want as many as possible to come to me. Endure just a little longer. I am here with you always. I love you, Yeshua."
Oh, that's beautiful.
That was the highlight of my day.
Beautiful. Yeah, right. Wow. Glorious. Well, it could
everybody.
Be till March 22nd, you know, when the tribulation starts. People are getting that date. You know, Roman got that date, too, the 22nd. So let's see. Well, meanwhile, we'll keep reaching souls, you know?
I know we do. And, you know,
yeah.
God is really funny. I'm a pretty shy person, and I like to just keep to myself. And he's used this radio show and this blog and all these words he's given me to kind of break out of this a little bit. And last week it was a severe word that he gave me about, or to the left behind. And
wow.
I read the word and I was like, okay, whatever. I was in the middle of work and so I went on about my day. But the minute that I walked into the headquarters of where I work, he says, "Now read it to them." And I've been really hesitant to tell anybody at my job about this because up until this point, I've been a respected professional individual. And so I was like, yeah, I didn't hear that, whatever, and went on about my business. And it's funny how God knows exactly how I am, and he's just like, okay, fine, and keeps telling me over and over and over and over and over. And so I struggled with it for several days, and he kept working on me, and I've been praying about it. And so I finally decided, okay, I do not have the courage to stand up there and read this to people, and much less in where I work, there's no way that people are going to stand still long enough to hear it all. So I finally decided, and he said it was okay, so I emailed everybody. I typed it up with a very short introductory paragraph about the week off I had just had and hearing from the Lord, and I have to do this, and I don't want to do this, and I haven't done any drugs, and I'm not crazy, and I love God, so here you go. So I sent this email to all of my coworkers, and the Christian believers have said, hey, thanks, and nobody else has said anything. But he has brought me to the place where I now sit down with every patient and something comes up, the news, the weather, you know, something where I can go, hey, you know that means God's coming, right? You know that he's doing this, right? And he's brought me to the place where I don't even care. I had a guy look me in the eye today and tell me that I was nuts and that, you know, we all deserve to have our own opinions. And I was like, uh-huh, I know, but yours is wrong. And I just love that he's doing this in me because it's not me at all. I would much rather not talk about this with anybody ever. And he's made this shy little girl a very bold little Christian. So.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Wow. Ashley, do you feel a new strength rising up in you every time you take a bold step like that?
I do. I do. It's funny how it took me several days to get to the point where I sent the email. And after I sent it, I was like, okay. And there's this moment of
the world did end like I thought it was. You know, there was no impending doom, and the pressure releases, and you go on about your day, and it's fine. And I'm at the point now where I don't really think about it. When he tells me to tell him, I'm like, okay. And I tell him, and it's just like, well, what's next? I don't know. We'll see. And I almost look forward to it now. But definitely a praise report.
Great.
Wow, that's exciting.
Oh, that's very good. It's very good. Very good. Yay.
I have a brother who does not believe. And if I'm talking too much, please tell me. I'll be quiet.
Oh, no, honey.
No, you're fine. No. Yeah, please talk a lot. We missed you. We missed Jason, too. And Jason's coming back, just so everyone knows, tomorrow morning. He'll be back doing the show. But Ashley, you please keep sharing. It's wonderful.
So I have a brother who is a few years younger than me and grew up, obviously, in the same household I did, but saw Christianity modeled as religion and not as love, and has a lot of issues with the oppression that the Christian religion and the lifestyle can bring. You know, he just sees it as bondage, basically. And he and I have been emailing back and forth, and we can't talk about this on the phone or in person. It's very volatile. But we've been discussing. I started the conversation in the middle of December. I thought, you know, we wouldn't be here in January, and felt very urgent about it. And still talking about it, and I told him about the parts in the class on the show here a couple of weeks ago, and sent him the link, and talking about all these things with him, and sharing what the Lord is doing, and who he really is, and trying to just really press the love thing, because it was Judy's videos about how much God loves you that really got to me. You know, it's easy to be obedient when you grew up in an obedient household. It's another thing to believe that this person is a person and loves you and is, like, right next to you all the time and not shaking his fist at you from the sky. And so it's changed my life. And my brother knows that I was not like this 3 months ago. And he finally, here 2 weeks ago now, he moved to Denver, and he has no idea what he's doing or what he's going to do, and is very lost. And through the fear and the uncertainty of moving a state away, so that he finally started talking to the Lord on his drive out there. So hallelujah for that. Mm. And then I find out that he's got a mentor here in Kansas that he keeps in touch with. And he tells me that a couple of weeks ago he's been to a Mennonite church there in town, in Denver, that this mentor's kid goes to. So he's got somebody he knows and is actually starting to surround himself with Christian people who he believes are smarter than the Christians in Kansas, I think. And is becoming open and receptive to the idea that there is just one God and that there is an all-powerful God, and that he's talking to him finally. And I'm just so elated for him.
Wow.
But, that's great. You know, God's made such a quick work of all of us. You know, we take these teeny tiny little steps of faith, and he uses it to do so much in us and in others. And
yes, absolutely.
It makes me sad to think that for so long I thought it was so hard, that it had to be such a fight and a struggle and a, you know, kick yourself in the butt and make you feel bad so you would walk the straight and narrow. And it's just not. I'm so touched to know something different, something that you want, you know. I didn't want the Christianity that I grew up with because it wasn't fun. There was nothing in it for me in this life, you know. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but who cares when that's 7 years from now?
But today's today for you.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about getting to know God. It's so hard when I talk to him now to try to put these feelings into words, because there's just no words for it. There's nothing to convey the security in it that there is, that people miss out on.
Right.
So I guess that's me.
Beautiful.
All right, I'm going to take on 818.
Thank you, honey.
No, you're welcome.
Hey, Ashley, I still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you have any more to share, please do. We'd love to hear it.
That's all for now. Go ahead. I think there's somebody else on the line trying to talk. I'm still listening. I'm just finishing up here.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. 818, are you there, sir?
Yes, me, Keith, in L.A.
Oh, hi,
Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, Judy. I'm sorry. Yesterday, I missed my birthday wish. Everybody was... And I wasn't
aww,
feeling good, so I wasn't online, but I apologize. No, I was just enjoying what, I forget her name because I just logged on. She was just
Ashley.
Telling a story.
Ashley.
Yeah. Ashley, gosh, that was so great. You've grown a lot, Ashley. I could see, I was raised in a similar environment, just the whole obedience thing about God's rules and regs and the love, you just don't feel the love and all that, you know, and it's like totally relate to what you're saying. And I think the key is with your brother, too, is if you can talk to him about what you're feeling about, you know, God loving you and all that stuff, that would change his heart, too, because he was raised probably in the same environment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you talked to all your coworkers, oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of you. That's huge. Oh, man, I'm thinking, I don't know how she did that. That'd be crazy. I mean, you could get a lot of flack for that. They could treat... You know, it could change your relationships at work, which it could affect your income. There's all kinds of things, but you're brave, and you stood your ground. Good job on that.
Well, thank you. You know, okay, so Judy here a while back put out a video saying that a whole bunch more people were getting ready to quit their jobs. You know, we're leaving any minute. I was like, I hope
yeah.
I am one of those people.
Yeah, Judy
and
told everyone to quit their job and their whole life and everything. I'm just teasing. She said, just quit your job and just sell your car and just, you know, just have a hippie lifestyle and take off and have a good time.
No kidding.
I love Judy. I'm just teasing her. I love her.
I kind of hope, I figured, you know, what's worst case scenario? My boss is going to fire me and I'm going to sit at home and be with the Lord all day.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting, too, how you said that the Christians didn't really respond back much. You know, that's kind of the state of the world right now. Most of the Christians,
oh, yeah.
today the Christians are mostly the non-believers. And they don't believe in the rapture, they don't believe in this, they don't believe in that, they don't believe in this. And the non-believers tend to be more of the believers today. They're open to, oh, that's interesting. And, you know, a lot of them will say, okay, they'll think about it, you know. But your Christians today, by and large, is the... Because we were called back, most of the bride was called back in 2011 on YouTube and Facebook and... God says that we were the watchmen on the wall. We were called back to warn the larger group of Christians, which are lukewarm, and then the even bigger, larger group of sinners, non-Christians. So we're the watchers, you know, warning them. So you're warning, like, both there, your work, and you can kind of see the receptivity there. The Christians didn't really, you know, they're like, okay, whatever, you know. The Lord shows me that usually when people when they say that they don't believe the rapture is now, or they don't really, you know, they blow off and they use a time we don't know the day or the hour, because they really don't. What they're really saying in their mind, if you ask those people, well, when do you believe the rapture really is going to happen? They never have a date in their mind, because the reality of the Lord told me because they don't believe in it. So to them, it's never the date that you believe in. It's always another date that's way off into the future. So by putting it way off into the future, a lot of people are showing that they don't believe in it. You know, really it's a way of just saying they don't believe. And a lot of the Lord tells me a lot of people, you know, it takes faith to believe in the rapture. If you want to have faith in your healing, you've got to listen to healing videos every day like I do. If you want faith in the rapture, you have to actually, you know, talk about the rapture, watch videos about the rapture, read the Bible about the rapture. You've got to your faith, the enemy is going to try to steal your faith in the rapture. He will do everything he can to say it's not going to happen. You're crazy, and the rest of the world doesn't believe it, so you're way off. But what you have to do is, instead of giving into the devil, I'm not talking to you, Ashley, I'm talking to everybody, but what people have to do, you know, on YouTube and all that, that reach out to me, a lot of the people out there, they tell them, you know, if you get doubts in your mind, that's from the enemy. You have to renew your faith in the rapture. We all have to, like, continually talk about it, refresh our minds, look at the signs, ask God what he's given it to us on. It takes faith to believe in the rapture. And believe it takes a lot of faith to believe the rapture is today. It takes tremendous faith. And so, and the enemy is going to try to steal that faith constantly. So you're constantly trying to renew your faith. And by doing that, then the Lord will really start speaking to us. And that's how he tells us things about this rapture. You know, the reality is we are you know, I waited since 2011. I crossed off the day off the calendar every day. I looked at every sign about the rapture from 2011, and it was a long year, and it didn't happen. 2012, I did it, and I said, oh, my gosh. And the Lord, 2012, it was Feast of Trumpets. I had over 1,000 angels in my room, and the Lord showed up, and I could just feel the presence. I was feeling really good. My health was perfect because I knew the angels were around. And
wow.
So I thought, okay, this is it. So I went to bed, and for 8 hours, I went to heaven. It was a really powerful,
wow.
powerful energy.
Wow.
My twin,
wow.
yeah, it was super powerful. So I went to heaven for 8 hours, and I saw the angel going to blow the trumpet, and I saw Jesus there holding the trumpet back, like with his hand, you know. And so I was like, at the time, I was so excited with the rapture. I thought, oh, that means it's a rapture. No, and then he was holding it back. And then my twin brother had the exact same experience that night as well. He went to heaven for 8 hours.
Wow.
So 2012 passed, and the Lord told me he was not going to delay again. 2013, I said, Lord, wait a minute. You lied. You delayed. The Lord told me, he said, no. He said, I did not lie because I did not delay. Otherwise, I would have told you. I said, okay, thank you so much. I got to hear. Yeah. So then I had a dream about in September, this Feast of Trumpets. I looked out the window in the dream, and a limo rolled up. It was a rapture limo. And if anyone knows anything about me, I'm like a neat freak. I'm always like, you know, my hair has to be in perfect place and everything, you know. So in the dream, I woke up, and I looked out the window, and I was like, oh, my gosh, the rapture limo is here. I've got to go. So the guy was honking in the car, so I went to the car, and I said, when are you leaving? He said, now. And I was like, okay, well, and I ran back, and I just remember being freaked out, thinking, I can't believe I don't have time to take a shower. I said, I was just so stressed in the dream because I could not do my hair and take a shower, and I could not. It was the most stressful experience. So I was like, I have to just go. I have to just get in the car and go. So, you know, and that was in September. Well, you know, the events are all done. We've got everybody on the scene. All the signs that need to happen are here. And now it's here, you know, and Saturday night is like at the very last hour I'm ready to go is when most people don't believe, you know. I mean, that's the most exciting thing in the world, our rapture. That's the most exciting thing. We should actually want, if somebody is really walking in true faith with God, they should be looking for the rapture, because the reality is we're aliens on Earth, you know. Our lives are all about doing the opposite of what the world is doing. We want to go home, you know. So we're looking for our great escape, you know, because we don't belong to this world, you know. So that's the whole idea. We should be really excited and looking forward to that, you know. And that's why this rapture-centric church is wonderful. You know, we've got the YouTube crowd and the Facebook crowd, and now we've got this wonderful church.
Yeah.
But it's here, and the time is, I feel like, in my spirit, when I look at all the events and all the things that God's always showing me, it's just we're beyond the clock at this point. It's beyond. So, you know, I just think it's wonderful what you're doing, Ashley. You're doing some pretty brave stuff. You're making some huge steps for your personality and everything you're doing that just is outside of you, what you normally would do. I think you're just doing really, it takes a lot of, you know, a lot of brave energy there to go out there and do that. And, you know, the key is it just takes one step at a time. You just keep doing it, and God keeps leading you, and you keep bearing lots of fruit. You're going to have a big mansion in heaven. Every time you do something and you bear fruit for the Lord, your mansion in heaven gets built one floor higher, and that's what's happening for you right now. That's a fact. There's people
put
in the 70s that went to heaven,
honey.
And they
just put mine on the beach, honey.
Well, you're going to have it on the beach. You're going to have yours on the beach. You want it on the beach,
yes.
You're getting it on the beach. That's where you're getting it. And the
Lord
tells
you
it's going to be very big, too. Well, God tells you you're going to have a big mansion on the beach.
Sure.
My friend Sue Thomas, she wrote that book, Heaven is Real. And,
yes.
A wonderful woman, a powerful, powerful woman. It's very simple. She's an older Asian woman, quiet. You know, she had a lot of flack for writing that book because, it's so weird because I read the book years ago and it really changed my life. Very powerful. And the Lord arranged for, I said, Lord, I want to be friends with you. For some strange reason, a friend of mine was making a film, and it turned out he was buying the book rights to her, the movie rights to her book, and her and I ended up becoming best friends. Go figure.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we talked a lot. We just spent a lot of time. Powerful woman for the Lord. She saw Jesus appear in her room every day when she prayed three times a day. And she kept saying, Keith, the Lord keeps telling me there's nothing more that needs to be done before you get raptured, before you blow the trumpet. There's nothing more.
Want to hear that.
Yeah, and he would just keep telling her. She died in April. She went to be with the Lord, but, man, what a powerful. She kept asking me, Keith, when's the rapture? I said, I'd tell her all the events because she wasn't on the Internet or anything. I'd tell her all the stuff. And yeah, she was like, Jesus told her, there's nothing more. I was so happy because she always talks to people to Jesus. And one day she told Jesus about me. And she was, after that, she said, I got to know who you are, Keith. I was so happy. I cried out there. I was so excited about it. Jesus told her, he's mine. His key will see my kingdom. He does great work for me. And she said, he never talked to anybody about that. When I talked to him about it, usually he tells him to line up or something. But I was so excited. Oh, man, that made my whole,
Keith.
My whole year.
Keith, we don't have to play telephone with you.
I know. I'm asking if you want me to.
I'm sorry, my dog. Shut up. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry,
guys.
Sweet.
No, they're so sweet.
I have them. They're all rescue dogs, yeah. Oh, they're friendly. They're lovely. My grandson came in, and they're absolutely bonkers over him, so they're just going crazy. Five cats and three dogs, and three birds. I mean, really. I need my head examined. I should be on a farm. A farm on the beach.
No, that's good. You have them in heaven, too, you know.
No, there's animals up there. Can you take them upstairs? Oh, that's the Tibetan Spaniel. Oh, my gosh. And we have a cur hound and her mutt. She looks like a big sausage puppy. She's so, she's so funny. And three cockatiels. Five cats. Nuts. Love.
You're not the only one, Pat.
Oh, goodness.
We've got two dogs and three cats. And last week, my sweet husband let me adopt a pregnant stray that we saved from freezing her butt off when we got all that snow. And
oh, my gosh.
One of our spare bedrooms for a week.
These
now.
Are all,
I had no idea.
These are all rescue animals, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Best kind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's the mommy coming in for the mommy.
Well, Keith,
I'm
so glad that you called back in.
Yeah, wow.
It was so much fun to hear you this first time. And, I hope that somebody's encouraged to tell people they've been nervous about telling, because the worst part is the anticipation. And once you get through it, it's like, okay, what's next, Lord? I mean, I could be the person walking around with a sign on the street. I mean, I may be that lady someday if he doesn't hurry up and come back.
Good job, Ashley. Good job.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope not.
See, so many people are getting this, you know. Now look at Keith, what he just told us. I mean, yowzers, you know, he's coming. Everything's ready. Everything's ready. The table's set. There's nothing more to do.
Well, let's go.
Let's go. Beloved spouse, take us. Like now. What are you waiting for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And look around. Let me look at what's going on with Obama's like basically yelled at Israel and told him, you better sign, sucker, because this is enough is enough. When are you ever going to sign? You sign. And he's pushing it. He's got an agenda, you know, so he's pushing it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're pushing it. He wants it this month. He wants it, like, I think by March 17th. And, you know, so he's pushing hard. There's got to be, I mean, if you look back in the history, you know, and if you thought, well, let me look into the future all of a sudden. The Lord showed you the future of the 70s, the 80s, and 90s, and all of a sudden we're now in 2014, and what are they talking about, 24/7, the darn peace treaty? That's a sign we're ready to go. It's all there.
Oh, amen. Yeah. Justin goes off on that. Wow, you know, really, but it's true.
That's the difference with, the guy told me, keep your eyes on Israel. Keep your eyes on Israel.
Because
if you look at
the clock.
I mean, in the 80s, they thought they were going to be raptured, and they had their suitcases packed and were ready to go. The problem is, it was
88.
And in the 70s, too, with that, I remember when that oil embargo. But the reality is it never involved Israel, and that's the reason why the rapture was so far off. It involved other wars, but never Israel. We've got Israel on the scene now, And Obama's saying, you sign or you just, he basically said, if you don't sign, when the rest of the world comes against you and boycotts your products, we're going to go ahead and just, we're going to step away from it and we can't stop it. In other words, we're going to endorse it. So Israel has everything to lose, and that's the reason why they're kind of delaying on this thing, because what are they getting out of the deal? Nothing. They're just giving away their land. Who's excited about that? We know God's not, but they don't want to do that. So the PA, though, the Palestinians, you know, they're getting billions of dollars. They get their own nation. So they're the ones who are really pushing for this, you know. But Netanyahu said today that he feels there could be a peace deal with them. I believe it'll be affirmed, and then I believe there's going to be a war, because in our world, we never get peace unless there's a war. So they're going to probably affirm it by April or this month, for sure, before the Red Blood Moon, and then there's probably going to be a war around that Red Blood Moon with Israel and probably Iran. But the Bible says in Micah 7:2, the righteous had vanished. There was not one righteous that remained in the land. So they were swept from the land. You know, and it's very clear to point to the war. You know, go ahead.
I hate to interrupt, but I got some exciting news right now.
Please share.
Eric Smith. I don't know if y'all follow him or agree with everything he said, but he just heard the Lord tell him in an audible voice that the economy has just collapsed.
Say it again.
The economy
has just collapsed, according to the Lord. According to the plan.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Katie, who is that again that you said that? Eric Smith.
Yes, I've heard him. Sure.
Well, I don't know if anybody saw the chart of the – I used to trade stocks, so I know the stock market really well. But I don't know if anyone recently saw the chart of the 29 – you know, the crash in the 20s and then the Great Depression crash and then the crash now. I don't know if you saw that chart. They're exactly the same. It's a very, very bizarre. But the chart of the stocks going up and down are almost exactly the same as when it fell in the 20s compared to now. So we're looking like we're going to have, it's literally almost line for line the same. It's pretty scary. And right when it drops, back then, now it's dropping now. So we already had a Great Depression already. Now we're going to hit a double whammy. It's going to come down. So, yeah, God's right. It's not right at all. It's ready to go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, the currency of the world is the U.S. dollar. And it's worth it. The reason why the United States has become the most powerful nation on earth in less than 50 years is because we ruled economically. God blessed America so much with money and growth and everything blossomed because America worshiped the Lord, and the Lord just blessed America. Everybody wanted to come here. You know, start your own business, have a great life. Everything was great.
Yeah.
And America just flourished. In 50 years, it became the most powerful nation, the currency of the world, everything on the face. Now, it's the opposite. You know, of course, now we got our back turned against God. The nation doesn't want anything to do with God. So now you're going to see some things fall. But the currency, we're in so much debt that, we can't even afford to pay the debt. So any little thing like China pulling back from buying all our bonds, all our debt, means the U.S. will just collapse overnight, you know.
Yeah.
And the problem is, you know, we took all our money and we put it all in the military well above beyond what we brought in taxes. So we bankrupt the system, went over 100 times over. So they're saying, and look at all the bankers that committed suicide recently. I think
There's even more recently, very recently.
And they're committing suicide because they know that there's going to be blood on their hands when they know about, you know, this scandalous, illegal, underground, you know, trading going on, you know, that they're responsible for. So as each one kills themselves, then it falls in the next one's shoulder. Well, then he's like, I don't want this on my shoulder. So sadly, they're willing to take their life and be put in trial for it. So in 2008, the market, everything fell. But now all we did in 2008 was just borrow more just to hold it over. But this time, there's it. There's no more borrowing. Everything is overspent. We can't pay the credit card now. So, you know, tumble.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of people are saying it's going to tumble this month.
Sign of the times.
Yeah, probably this month, too.
Boy, I tell you.
I think it's more about, I always get from the Lord these days, it's not about a rapture these days so much as the fact that the tribulation has to start. You know what I mean? Because after Revelation 3 or 4, the bride is not mentioned anymore. The bride is mentioned from Revelation 5 to 19, there's no bride because we're gone. And then from 5 to 19 to tribulation, and then the next we appear when we come back with Jesus, the second coming. So we're at Revelation 4 right now, and we've got to go because the tribulation has to start. There's about 1,000 things that have to happen in the tribulation. So to God's eyes, you know, like you said the other day, my eyes are now going back on Israel. I'm going to take my bride, and we're going to go, it's going to go back on Israel because they're going to be the big players in the tribulation. And now that has to happen, you know.
Yeah, April's not going to be a good month.
No, no, no. Well, that's what I tell the Lord every day. Lord, you got like 1,000 things you got to do. Get it? We got to go. Let's go. Let's roll. We got to go. I don't want you to be late on the other
side. You keep plugging away, honey. You keep plugging away.
You know. I remind him every day, you know.
Yeah, all good for you. You're not alone.
Revelation 3:10 says it will be withheld from the hour of trials. People always say, I need to know a verse in the Bible points to the rapture. It's very easy. Revelation 3:10 says it will be withheld from the hour of trial. That's it. They're speaking to the Philadelphia church, which is us, which is directly us. It is in the book of Revelation, which is end time stuff, and it is speaking to us directly. The one church that the other churches did not make it unless they repented, but this one did, and it's speaking saying directly that it will be withheld from the hour of trial. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right at the door. Right at the door.
Judy's being so quiet.
You know, I don't know if there's a link. I don't know if there's a link for this economic collapse, but we're just kind of going by faith. You know, God knows everything, so we're just going by what He's telling the people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. God told little John that while the bride's here, that none of that stuff can happen. So, you know, I don't know about her vision, but we must be, you know, about to leave because the dollar drops when we leave, just so you know. That's what he told little John.
Right.
Well, that's true. That's a fact because God's told other people that. So totally accurate what little John heard, the prophet, because all of us, if you notice, you know, God always gives me visions, and you can kind of see, it's really clear. If you look at the whole world, we've got 66 volcanoes heating up right now. We've got earthquakes mounting, building. Have you noticed that the last 7.0 earthquakes, which have been like almost every other month, have been out in places where there's no people and there's no damage? Hello? So you can see how God is putting all the things in place, but nothing's happening until we leave. And then that's it. When we leave, then those 7.0s will be, you know, in Los Angeles, the big 10.0, and all this stuff will happen. But you can see how he's holding back everything, because otherwise, believe me, it's almost impossible to have all these huge quakes and volcanoes and barely any damage going off around the world right now. I mean, it's almost impossible. Only God could do that. So, Lil Jones is right. You know, everything is waiting and waiting until it's going to be the LA quake that's going to hit. God talks about the 10.0 earthquake is going to hit LA and take out most of California. Judgment starts here. So every time we get an earthquake, now I'm like, it'll go for like a minute. I'll be like, wait, that's all you can do? Come on, let's let it roll. Let's go. You know, it's like, I'm like, let's go. I mean, it's got to happen sooner or later. It's horrible, it's got to happen, but it's got to happen. But that little sounds right. Everything is being held back. Everything is being, God's got his hand on everything. He said, David said that there was powerful angels holding the land of California in place, and they're so powerful they can hold it in place. And when he's going to release them, then they're going to let go, and then the stuff is going to start. And then that's when the worldwide tribulation starts.
His hand is in everything because there's a 90-foot asteroid that will whiz by the Earth, if you've heard of that. Yes.
Yeah,
Israel Navy captures dozens of Iranian rockets. So, I mean, it's just one thing after another, you know. It's just,
Wow.
Russia fires test missile, you know. It's crazy. Yeah, Kim Jong, UN orders 33 for execution. I mean, it just got and on it goes, on and on it goes. And then the next one is, come to the wedding. And then they're talking about, you know, the rapture. So it's just incredible, just so much going on. Every day is like an adventure. Oh, boy. It's time, at the door, let's go.
Amen.
Let's go, guys. Go, Lord.
But, you know, you have to admit, it's pretty cool that we get to see all these things, no?
Oh, we're seeing them.
See all that.
Whew. Just one thing after another. thing after another. California with all the rain and the mudslides. I mean, my poor sister said the lightning is worse than anything. She wasn't worried about the rain and the mudslides. She said the lightning. I have to dodge the lightning practically to go to work. I said, what? Lightning?
Crazy.
She says, yes. You know, so. I mean, it's now we're getting warmer weather. Yeah.
I mean, Ashley was right. You know, it's like, it's so easy to talk about the Lord today. I tell all the people, it's piece of cake. If you talk about the Lord in the 90s, you'd be like making up some fantasy novel that no one had ever wrote. That sounds like an alien novel you're reading. But today, you don't even need to talk about. You said the Bible points to just look at the news. I mean, it's so easy to talk about the Bible today. I always do that. I mean, when I used to feel that when I'd go to the store, you know, I'd always have a button that Jesus returning soon, and all I do is start talking about the weather. Oh wow, the weather. Yeah, I said the weather's so weird this year, huh? Oh yeah, it's real weird. I said I know. It's strange. There's like earthquakes going on, volcanoes. I said 7.0. They start getting real fearful within 2 minutes. I got it down at the checker line. Yeah, I said it's just.
Yeah.
I said yeah, and there's like a war. World War III is about ready to happen. Pretty soon they're like sweating at the counter. They're like sweating. So they're in that fear state. And I said, but I'm not worried because, you know, it's interesting. If you look in the Bible, it actually says these are the signs. These are the signs for Jesus' return. I'm like, oh, and that's it. That's all you got. That's all I say. And then that's it. There they got their testimony. They got the. You know, they got the pieces of the puzzle right there, the whole revelation right there.
People are getting scared because they're seeing things that are so weird and they have no explanation for it. So they, you know, they're going to start thinking, well, what is going on? You know, maybe God does have something to do with it.
No, you're right, because those preppers are all like, they're not even Christians and they're like prepping. You know, they're like those people that are planning for the world to end. And
yeah. They got their underground bunkers and their food storage and water and everything, you know, guns ready. Defend their territory, you know. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's nuts. But I have total peace. I have total peace because I love him and I know he'll take care of us, all of us. You know. I don't stress about anything. You know, not anymore. I just talk it over with him. Just talk it over with him and trust. Holy Spirit, what? You know? So, anyway. What time is it? It's almost 8. Okay.
Okay, but everyone's on the line right now. We've got a lot of people, so...
Go ahead.
One more... I mean, everyone can share if they want to.
Well, I had a talk with God yesterday, I think, about, you know, why all these false rapture dates. And I know Ashley was, you know, addressing it earlier, but the answer I got was just that it was, so that we wouldn't follow, I think she might have said this before anyway, but that we wouldn't follow a certain person. And as soon as one certain person gets elevated in rapture-centric land, then they set a false date, and then everybody knows to follow them.
Huh?
Did anybody get that?
You want to repeat that?
What didn't you get?
I don't think I heard it. There's noise on the line. There's like a...
Yeah, someone...
I can't hear. I can't hear. There's too much noise.
Someone in the car?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
No, that's not me. Sorry.
I can't hear you, honey. I couldn't hear everything.
Hold on. What's your number? I'm sorry that I just let on that's talking.
I'm 614.
It's not
me,
okay.
Is it?
Not sure.
You're
okay, go ahead. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Repeat that, honey.
Repeat it.
Okay,
repeat that,
I was
honey.
Just saying that I had a talk with God about why all the false rapture dates. And, you know, what he said is, that, you know, the reason that he's doing this is so that we won't follow any one person. And as soon as one person gets elevated in rapture-centric land, they set a false date, and everybody knows not to follow them. Because we have to follow
okay.
God.
So. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the same message that Ashley got, just a little different words.
But it's so easy. You know, in the beginning of this talk, I felt like there were, I leaned pretty heavily on certain videos on YouTube and certain channels. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it took a lot of people and a lot of messages coming through saying, come to me, come to me, come to me, before I personally, and I'm sure there's others, would stop and just realize that he wanted me to have.
Right.
Hey,
exactly.
I didn't catch your name. I recognize your voice, but who's talking?
This is Chris from Ohio.
Okay. Hi, Chris.
Hi. There's like a lot of Chris's on this channel.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, there are.
I know Judy was calling in. I let her on, but I think she got disconnected, so...
Yeah, I really want to hear more updates on Judy's dreams, but, yeah, so God was just talking to me, I think, yesterday, and he was saying he was coming now, and now he's upgraded to coming super now, whatever that means.
Oh, super now, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds real good.
Super now.
That sounds
really
good.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, that's a great word.
If
love
he doesn't
it.
Hurry up and come, he's going to run out of adjectives to put before now.
You're funny, Ashley. Oh, Ashley,
yeah.
That's a good one. Oh,
isn't
Lord, we'll
funny.
Have to help you. We'll have to help
yeah.
you with adjectives, Jesus. Don't hit
yeah.
me, Lord. Don't hit me.
Yeah.
I love you. Don't hit me. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. That's a good
so
one.
So has God said anything else to you, Katie, today, or anybody else?
No, I just got
no, but,
looked at real
I'll
hard.
I'll share something that he did do that was pretty cool. You know, I had this dream a week ago from today, and in my dream he said a week. And I didn't
right.
know the what it meant or whatever. Well, also I saw these black crows, and they were just everywhere. There was millions of them everywhere. And I just heard
wow.
the word death. Death. And so I was like, okay. And so this morning when I went outside, there were these massive two black crows sitting, like, right when I walked out my front, these two big, huge crows. And I was like, whoa. Because it was weird because when I first had the dream and I went outside, there were all these crows in my yard. Then I've seen some since them kind of flying around, but not like the ones I saw this morning. They were just huge. And so I don't know. I just know today is significant. That's all I know. So
yes, the crows today too, yeah.
Yeah, these crows were
oh,
abnormal.
Yeah. Oh, that's really, they're not that big, but if you saw big ones, that meant something, I think. Really big ones.
Yeah.
Because they could just get so big.
Right.
We get turkey vultures. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about the background noise, y'all. It's hard to know.
I don't know
what's
from.
The noise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 814, do you have anything to say? Or? Okay. 413.
Thank you so much. I was just saying, please let me share this. As someone was talking, he was a young man. I had it's not a vision, but it was just kind of an experience. And I cannot say it was Jesus. I cannot say it was God. I can only say it was the divine. And what the funny thing was you know not the day or the hour. And suddenly I saw the irony
of the fact that the very, you know, crazy date setters are the very ones who are actually fulfilling. No, we know that's the day of the hour, even though we're setting dates. It was just like, it's hard to translate. Am I making myself, I just saw the irony in it when I heard him laughing about, you know, not the date, not the hour. I could just sort of see him watching us and realizing that what we were actually doing as we do this was fulfilling his word. Is that making sense?
Oh, that's good. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I just wanted to share that, and I'm so glad I was able to bring that one forward, because I got to tell you that as he was laughing, when you get it, when you get the irony of it, it's funny as all get out. It really is. I mean, you know, it's just right, and you're doing exactly what I said you was going to do now, aren't you? you know that, even though you knew you don't. I still play this game. Anyway, I thought it was funny as hell. And I just thought I would share it with y'all.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you, love.
That's great, thank you. 914? Okay, 914. All right. Let's see. Okay, I think that's it. Everyone's on the, 818. Hey, it's Lana from California. You can actually mute me, but hi, everybody. Love you all. Hi, Keith. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
hey. Dan. Hi, Katie. Hi, Pam. Hi.
Hi, love.
Shout out to Chad. I love you all. Yeah, you
love
can
you
me.
All. Love you, sweetie.
I'm glad
you too. Bye.
Love you all. Bye.
Love you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. You can mute. Oh, and Ashley. Hi, Ashley. All right, well, do we still have Keith on the line? Still here?
I'm here. Yeah.
Good. Do you want to share anything with us?
Where's Judy at? She skipped town?
Where's Judy?
I don't know. Judy, call back in. In the chat room. All right, well, everyone's pretty much on the line. Well, actually, no, we still have, like, a few people we can't put on right now, but,
Really?
We just have so many people. I'm just going to allow everyone that's on the line right now to talk. So,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Judy, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here, too.
Good.
Hey, if Chris Nicholson is around, maybe he can lead us in communion now. I think now's a good time to do communion. What do you guys think? Everyone go get your crackers. And if Chris doesn't do it, how about Keith? You want to lead us in communion?
Yeah, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, do you want to lead us in communion? And then when you're done, Pat has a reading for us.
I'll read a prayer I did, yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Let me go to my Bible.
That's yeah, all we're everyone, doing go get your crackers and juice ready.
Yep. Mine's ready.
You there?
Yep, I'm just grabbing my Bible and finding the scripture.
Okie dokes.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For I received from the Lord what also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,
This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together.
Yes.
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. Let us drink together.
Amen.
Pat, you want to lead us in prayer?
Yes. Like I always like to say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. O beloved Jesus, let us see your smile and gaze on your face. Let us feel your love and feel your embrace.
Amen.
Keep us close to your heart. Heal our spirit. Hold our soul. Take us to you in your heaven where we will never let you go. O Jesus, how we love you and how we want to know. Bring us home to you, beloved, how we long for you so. Amen. I made a little poem up for you guys. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I wanted to read something quick from he and I. Gabrielle, she was during World War II, okay, so she had some moments where she was a little afraid and stuff, but he's talking about the power of his precious blood. He said, I'm going to say the word France, but everybody out there, put whatever country you are in, wherever you are, or town, or whatever it is, because when you see me read the rest of this, you'll understand why this has a great meaning. He says, take my heart and press the blood upon France. Well, I'll say America, and somebody might say somewhere else, upon the world, so that its purifying power may change the face of the earth. Everything, this is so good, everything can work together for good, you know, even evil. And I can make even those who seek disorder and violence contribute to my glory. But you must pray. You see how I am always asking you to work with me. There again, don't leave me alone. Don't you love to help me? Try. You will discover that I'm helping you to help me. Of course, I always help my poor little girl. Only you don't notice it. I am like the friend who does good in the home and who sometimes slips away before being recognized and thanked. And he says, faith, this embryo planted by the Holy Spirit must be given every care if it is to keep on growing. Faith needs frequent practice. You must pray for it, too. If you say to me, my friend, I believe in you, help me to believe still more so that I may love you more, how could I fail to answer you? You will believe just as if you had seen and heard me. Sometimes you envy the people who lived in my day, and yet apart from the apostles, he's talking about communion here, they didn't have communion as frequently as you, and they didn't have, you know, my Eucharist every morning in the depths of their heart. And he says, if you suffer, I am there to suffer with you. And this is my cross again, the suffering in your suffering. Share it with me, for everything depends on oneness. And if you believe in my love, suffering will be sweet to you. It will seem like a little return for what I have given you. Oh, this loving exchange of hearts that vie with one another. This is good. I should like to be vanquished by you if this were possible, but you are so very little to vanquish your God. And self-love, always besetting man's path, is an obstacle to many things. Tell me in a heartfelt way that everything in you is for me. There you go, guys. There you go. What a love.
Amen. Wow.
Yeah, what a love.
That's great. Wonderful.
What a love.
I just want to tell everybody to sorry, go ahead.
No, anyone can say anything, so everyone's good.
I just want to tell everybody to check out Zach Wilkerson's last video.
Okay,
Katie, you will especially want to check it out. It was it was perfect timing for what we dealt with last night, Katie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like it was like right after we dealt with all that stuff last night, and then God gave vision about what we dealt with.
I saw that video. It's good.
I'll have to look at it.
Tell us about it. for us.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's just about division.
I'll read it
in the last moment.
The words.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, read
it. Darling, please write this down. Children, there is much turmoil and strife going on in my church. Separate yourselves from the unneeded battle and reserve yourselves for my will. Let me fill in where misunderstanding is. Let the ways of man flee from your minds and allow my word to abound. Let me guide the heart and the hearts and you be the sidelines and you be on the sidelines praying. Prayer is powerful and is the only thing required for the will of the Father to be conducted. Yes, children, my father's will does not require a prayer for action to be committed, but prayer is communication and hearts of his children speaking to his heart. Leave it to me, children. My hand is perfect. Yours are not. Shalom.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Yeah, we need them.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing. When he texted me and told me about it, I was like, you couldn't have timed that better.
Amen.
Yeah. Wow.
Love you, Dad.
Beautiful.
Sorry about all the background noise. Judy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here? You want to say anything?
No. I just love hearing, you guys, this is could be your last opportunity on earth to show off God and just let him show you off. He said he wanted two services a day so his bride can call in and brag about him and he can brag about her. So if you haven't shared, please call in. If you're on the line and you have something to brag on him about, go for it. We're just blessed to hear it. I could talk forever about how great he is, but I make videos for that. So I'm happy to share, but I just feel like other people have wonderful things to share. And, you know, some of you have been shut up by the traditional church. You know, some of you have been shut up. God told me, and he said, I want them to talk now because they've been shut up for too long.
I've been shut up by the RCC church. I'm a real reject.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, Chris is the exception. Go ahead and mute him, Katie.
We love you, Chris. We love you.
You're fine.
He's a big teddy bear number two. Jason's teddy bear number one.
Oh, that's so cute.
Tomorrow morning. Jason can't wait to see everyone. He was just, you know, sometimes we have to take time and get hammered, and he's been getting hammered by God's love these last couple days. So
beautiful.
I'm so proud of that. But anyway, so go ahead and share. I have nothing more to say. We have 15 minutes left. So share away. Don't be shy. You know, when we publicly acknowledge God, we get bigger muscles on our spiritual muscles when we brag about him. That's what I did 5 years ago after I left the traditional church. I started bragging about God at my workplace and made a complete fool of myself. But what it turned out to happen was I got stronger for it, and I actually became really popular when I came out of the closet, you know, and just started talking about God at a public school. I never got fired. I had favor with everybody.
Yeah.
And at a public school, okay? My principal told me to quit. My principal did tell me one time to quit scaring the kids into thinking it's the end of the world, but after that was all she said.
Gee whiz, wow, huh?
But other than that, I quit November 19th, but I got like 4 calls to come back. They missed me so much, but you know, I'm taking the higher calling because God said I don't have to go back. It means we're leaving. And but, you know, I'm not telling you to quit your job. You do what your dad tells you to do. But this is your time right now to show off. And I'll tell you, you get stronger, you know, when you start sharing publicly and you're not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of this. You know, when that movie came out, you know, that what's it called, the movie that just came out?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I stood up. My sister and my son were with me. I stood up at the very end and I said, blessed be the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. And I yelled to everyone in the theater and I said, he's coming back to get you guys. Be excited. And there was a guy that came and tapped me on the shoulder and said, amen, preach it, sister. And I did. I sat there and preached. I held people.
Good
I
job.
I've already made a fool of myself on YouTube. Why stop now, you know? And,
good job.
I just went over the edge and I got my sister. It was actually neat to see my sister. I thought I embarrassed sure if it's were the opposite personality, but she was actually quite proud of her little sister, me, and she was actually had a fun. She goes, you know what? I hope we're not here for the Noah movie, but if we are, I want to go with you, and I want you to do that again, you know?
And, might you know, be the same Noah crowd.
Movie, right. The Noah movie comes out March 28th, and I hope we're not here for it. I really don't think we will be, but if we are.
Oh, I don't think we will be.
I'm going to make a big fool of myself
go for it.
Because I wasn't ashamed of him, we met people in the parking lot that were wanting to hang out with us because I preached and hung out with people. And little John, he was crying. And people were wondering, why is he crying? And he was just crying because he was happy that God was coming back. And my sister thought I was just, I thought my sister was embarrassed. I thought she was going to walk away. But instead, she was smiling. And usually she's kind of a quiet person. But then in the parking lot, you know, we had a big love tunnel. Some guy said, hey, sister. And we said, yeah, and him and his wife, and, you know, he was smoking a cigarette. He reminded me of Jason. He was like, hey, God bless you. Thanks for doing that. And I'm like, sure. And he goes, can we pray? So I said, yeah, let's have a doggy pile. And then I said, just wait. And but we all hugged in the parking lot, and everybody was watching as cars were driving by and stopping. Somebody honked, but we had a big puddle. And we were just praising God.
Oh,
and it was
beautiful.
Fun. It's revival, you guys. He's coming back, and I'm not ashamed to tell everybody I'm getting married.
Amen.
Right on.
And this radio show, this church service is giving you time if you've never been able to publicly acknowledge God. I mean, he won't be mad at you if you don't, but I'm just saying you're going to get a strength that you never got if you get on public radio and preach and show off your dad. Even if you say, hey, guys, I just wanted to call in. I was pouring a bowl of cereal this morning, and God's love fell on me, and I just wanted to say thanks, God, and thanks, everybody. And if you just called in and shared that, we would all be blessed. And I tell you, every time you take a step of faith and you make a fool of yourself for Jesus, he's going to give you more and more of his spirit. Everything I've given away, every time I empty my bank account even more, he just gives me more and more because he honors our faith. He loves us. He can't wait to see us, you guys, today. He's going to translate us, and we're going to be with him forever. But we only get this life right now. We only have a short period of time left to live by faith. That's why I'm telling everybody, do it. Like, we don't get to please God. Once we see him face to face, we never have to please him again. But we have an opportunity on earth to please him with our faith. And I'm like, I'm making the most of it. I'm like, God, I'm gonna make you the happiest groom ever. I want to do, because I wasted a lot of my.
I'm right with you.
I wasted a lot of my 28 years being in self pity and being pathetic and thinking God was mad at me and then getting mad at myself and then getting mad at God. And now I'm just like, all along, I found out he was good all along, and I was the one being stupid. And I can't shut up about how good he is. He just loves us, guys. So I'm gonna shut up so you can talk. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to go so I can shave already. This beard is making my face itch.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so awesome. Oh, we've got 10 callers on the line, so feel free to share, anyone. And mute yourself if you're not talking. That way we can avoid the background noise. So.
I love Judy when you talk about the faith stuff. Keep it up. Judy's got the good University of God thing, and I love it. Oh, Phil, you're on a shaving strike, too?
Who's got me? I don't know who that is. I'm trying to find.
Hey, you, Chris.
I did.
Who is it?
Who is that?
All right, you got it. Hey, Keith. Is Keith there?
I think that was Keith.
Hello.
Did I mute you?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Keith?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, I just want to say thank you. You know, I get so much hate mail every day, and every now and then people say nice things to me, and I forgot how good it was to be encouraged. But, you know, I really do find you guys. God is my encourager, but I don't get that kind of mail hardly ever. And when I do get down then, I forgot how much it blesses me. Like, you know, Keith will send me a text or encourage me on it, you know, and somebody else sent me an encouraging inbox about what God's doing in it. I was like, whoa, awesome. I love it. I'm just so used to getting hate mail. And
well, it's
just,
true. It's like, you know, the stuff that you teach us, Judy, is like you've done, you know, like I've read it all on faith and I've studied all that stuff, but I tell you, when you teach those videos, it's like you're like you live, you take the thing of the Bible, faith and all this stuff, and you apply it to practical things that you've been through that we all can relate to. I'm telling you, every time you have it, I mean, I'm just like on the edge of my seat the whole time. Every word, I'm like, oh, darn, the video ended. Darn, I wish you'd keep going on. I mean, I learned so much. Just really teaches me, like, wow, okay, that's faith. This is what I need to keep doing. I mean, this is so good. Everyone needs to pay attention to the videos that you're teaching. I call it the University of God because it's just nobody teaches it like you do. You've got the gift of teaching. You know, God tells me that, and you know that. You've got the gift of teaching. You also have the gift of knowledge, and so just keep, you know, I was upset when you said you may not make videos anymore. I was kind of depressed. I was like, oh, no, keep making them. Keep teaching us stuff. So I hope that if anything, you'll just make those teaching videos because we really are encouraged by them. I mean, they're wonderful. So you do really, I mean, I love your videos. Just absolutely love them. I know a lot of people out there do that text me all the time. So keep it up.
All right. I will. I'm going to show my face this week if we're still here, and it's going to be really fun.
Cool.
Yes. So, yay. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Keith. And I'm just, anybody else want to share about their wonderful Jesus and what he does? Did he tickle you today? Did he knock on your window? What did he do?
I have one thing to share. Am I unmuted?
Yeah, go for it.
Hi,
yeah, you're
everybody.
Unmuted.
Hi, it's Joe calling. And
hi, Joe.
Hi, Judy. Everybody, he knows I hate this, so he's making me be like everyone else right now. He wants me to share Revelation verse 14, the latter part of verse 4, going into verse 5. And this is about us. We were put it in easier to read words. These were bought from among mankind as the first fruits to God and for the Lamb as a gift, basically. And no, this is important, and no falsehood was found in their mouths, and they were without blemish. Some translations say without blemish before him, so on and so forth. You guys get it. I mean, he's given us these dates. Myself, I've earned a few jackass crowns, and I'm quite proud of him now. I didn't get that at first, but it's all for a reason. The personal talks I have with other people, it's just the encouragement, other people's videos, these shows, it's just so on. That's really all I have to say. It's a beautiful thing. I love you all. God loves you all. And for a lot of us, like, we have these battles of me personally going back a couple of years. I'm like, why would God love me? Like, if I was God, I wouldn't love me. He helped me get over that. So, I mean, it's a different road for everyone. And the Word says that everywhere as well, that different paths. Everyone's path is different. It's all about a personal relationship. I was brought up in a religion where there's Jehovah's Witnesses. So you were told if you smoked a cigarette, God hates you, and if you did this or that. So I was riddled with guilt from about, I don't know, 13. So, you know, there's a lot, you know, we're products of our environment, but what he's done lately and how he's made me feel is just, you know, it's no denying. I know we're all on the same page. It's just such a beautiful thing to be a part of. And I feel very blessed. I mean, I woke up bummed this morning, but then instantly felt blessed and had a few amazing things happen and just waiting for the next amazing thing. So I'm going to stop talking now so that next amazing thing can happen. Someone else take over.
No, keep going. That was right on. That was good.
Ooh. Thank you.
Keep going. You have more. You have more.
We feel it.
Right. I'll stay on the line and definitely talk more in a minute. Got to gather my thoughts for a second.
Oh, yeah, I'm here, honey. Still here.
Want to say anything?
For me.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how good my voice is, but, yeah, I got myself into this. All right, I'll sing the Our Father, but if it doesn't
Pat,
come out quite...
You need to sing because, one, I love you to death and want to hear it, and my heart's still in my throat from even talking right now, so you got to sing.
Okay, love. All right. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. There you go.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, I'm
beautiful.
Thank you. For you guys, for God. For God and you guys.
All of us. You guys know we're going to have a special song to sing to him. That's going to be just our song of praise to him.
Yes.
Amen.
Like our little group's going to have our own special song. I think that's so cool.
Yes.
And it's amazing how many members of our family happen to be musicians like that. And I don't believe in coincidences anymore. I'm over that a couple of years ago. So it's just, it's an amazing, wonderful thing. Like your brother before said, we're just so blessed to be part of the last generation, it's called in the Bible, but just the times we're living in now, and to be able to witness, be watchers on the wall and witness these things for our Lord. It's a blessing. It really is. It's even when it seems and is very hard, and we're dealing with pain and sickness and all kinds of attacks from every direction. I don't need to get into it. You all know, but it's like when you're really sick with the flu and you forgot how it was to be well, and then you're well, and it's like you appreciate it that much more. We're going to be so much more happy, especially after especially right at the state we're all at now. It's like, please, any second. Like, when it finally does, we're just going to, puke with joy, basically.
503, you're on. We got 3 minutes left. You want to share, 503?
Hey, this is Luke. I just wanted to call and say hey to everybody.
Luke. Yay.
I've been really enjoying the show. So.
Hi, love.
Yeah.
Luke, talk for the last 5 minutes. What's God doing in Luke again?
Oh, Luca Van. he's been really teaching me some stuff lately. Basically been teaching me endurance and stuff like that. So, been really working on that. Been kind of going through some things lately spiritually. So, that's why I haven't called in today until now. But I'm doing better, and I just want to say hey and thank you for the people that encouraged me. So.
Sure.
Amen.
Glad you called.
I don't know if I'm going to talk for like the rest of the show, but I just wanted to say hi.
Well, hi to you too, love. Glad you called in. Jeepers.
Hey, Luca.
What?
Do a scream. Let's do a funny scream. And you can do. Oh, by the way, my son said that he saw the name Lucian on a Skyrim video game. He said it was really funny. His iPad. And said, "Mom, there's a guy named Lucian in Skyrim."
You wanted to do a scream?
Yeah, Spirit and the Bride say, come. So we'll do it three times, okay?
Oh, I have
Spirit
to do you,
Bride
voice,
say,
and I say, come.
Lucian was like Skywalker.
Oh, Skywalker,
he reminded me of like
Luke Skywalker.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because remember, he was all about the Force, and which was like basically following God, That's why when I saw you, I thought, Luke Skywalker,
yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good point. I can make objects levitate, too.
He's just on the wrong side.
Okay, Luca.
Oh, remember, we have our show tomorrow, so everyone be on our show tomorrow, too, if y'all want to. Is it 9 o'clock?
I have to take my daughter somewhere, but I'll get on later. Yeah.
Okay. If we're here. Okay, you guys ready? We'll do it three times. Spirit and the Bride say,
Come.
Come. Amen. Okay, what?
You have to do that two more times. I say come.
Spirit and the Bride say,
come.
Oh.
thank you all, everyone, for sharing tonight. Tonight's been really good. And, Keith, we hope you come back tomorrow night if we're here. I hope we're not here, but.
Right.
Yeah. We'll be in heaven.
It's been great. And we hope you feel better, and we're praying for you. So.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and everyone, just don't forget to put my health in your prayers. That's the most important thing to me right now. So.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got it.
And go to his YouTube channel. I like it to my channel, and go give him $20. Okay. Amen.
All right.
Amen. $20, Keith, for Keith.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was like, everyone.
Love everybody.
Hey, we love you. Okay, we'll talk tomorrow, maybe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. By the way, everybody in the chat room, Pat, was blessed by your singing, and I wasn't the only one that felt the anointing really strong when you sang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I always ask
yeah.
God to anoint my voice. I do.
Oh, it was
and one
anointed.
Day I'll tell you why I'm not in a singing career, because I came from a very famous person, and my sister wanted me to do his music, and I said no, because it doesn't honor God, so I gave all that up. I'll explain another time what that
definitely.
Was all about.
Don't forget to
share
with
I gave
that.
It up.
Cool.
I gave it up. I gave it up, because I won't
be
get into the world like that.
I love y'all, and we'll be
okay,
on.
Love y'all.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, Judy.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, Judy.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, Judy.